wrinkled map, and much harder stars and compass cracked. And I'll climb that tree all wet with sap to avoid the hungry beasts below. I'll cut out my lover's tongue and sing of a graveyard gray and a garden green. And we won't have to worry no more. No, we won't have to wonder again about how this song or story ends, about how this song and story will end.
So Vancouver, happy Valentine's Day. Thanks for tuning in to Sore Throats and Clapping Hands. Tune in every Monday at 6:30 to 7:30 to enjoy the tunes I'm playing. That's mostly indie singer-songwriter, a lot of rogue folk, that type of stuff. So, yeah, and stay tuned for Explode and Head Movies with Gak, and followed by The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Stay out of the gray twilight, Vancouver.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaradio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaradio.
Good evening, Vancouver. It is 7:30 here Pacific on this fantastic Monday evening. This Exploding Head movie is about to kick things off here. And happy Valentine's Day.
All right. Yeah. Well, I must admit, I can't explain any of these thoughts racing through my brain.
It's true.
Baby, I'm howling for you. All right. There's something wrong with this plot. The actors here have not got a clue. Baby, I'm howling for you.
slope in my blondie by the sun. Now orange and white and red, green and yellow, rainbow colors. Tonight I see the view, slip as I go through. I kiss the light, the storm, the wild beast. Everything bright, your songs burn in seals. The look in your eyes, pick up on sin to hell. Scream and shout into through the seam, open your eyes and see.
John Thorbjørnsen, but we know him better as John C. And that was Sticks and Stones, which appears on the How to Train Your Dragon soundtrack for the film that came out just a few months ago. And the association that Sigur Rós had with How to Train Your Dragon is that the co-director of that film was Dean DeBlois. He helped direct part of the Sigur Rós tour documentary, Heima. And there was a brief Oscar campaign for Best Song for this, but as we kind of know at this point, that didn't totally pan out. And then we started off with the Black Keys. They're off their brother's album. What we heard was Howlin' for You, and a great little like fake grindhouse trailer video came out for it recently. It included Shaun White, the snowboarder. It included Todd Branges from Different Strokes. It features a whole bunch of girls kicking ass, and some wonderful stuff that way. So this is Exploding Head Movies here on CITR, your cinematically inspired program on the community radio station of choice. I'm Gak, and I'm with you here till 9 p.m. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So hopefully you've had a good Valentine's Day so far. Hopefully the rest of your evening goes quite well. And, of course, there's a start of reading week here on UBC, so the campus halls are empty, but there's always something still going on. Pizza guy at this point, it's like, oh, the first Monday regular that's shown up, and I don't know if that's a good sign or a bad sign, but at the same time, too, you can get a good slice, pretty good there, Pi R Squared, just in the main floor of the Student Union building here. We just heard a little bit of Cuntla music here, and I'll talk a little bit of that shortly, but this week it is definitely going to be a bit of a whirlwind episode since I'm not here next week. So I have to tackle two soundtracks and at least three best songs, all up for an Oscar nomination ceremonies coming up next Sunday. Sorry, the Sunday following that, February 27th. So we will have John Powell's score to How to Train Your Dragon, and then A.R. Rahman's work for 127 Hours. And then for the kids, we're going to have songs from Tangled. And then since Toy Story 3 got a song nomination, I'll listen to a couple other Toy Stories songs. But yes, my grandmother passed away in Finland. I found out after the show last week. Funeral is scheduled for this Saturday. And Mumma lived her entire life around the town of Ilomantsi, which retains a deep historical culture for the province of Karelia in Finland. Of course, in Finland, we say Karjala. And this is the province where the basics of the modern language and music have solidified themselves, and including the Finnish national instrument, which was the kantele, that really sprightly zither harp sound. There's still demonstrated to a lot of people there, and it's taught to children. There's actually little kantele camps that you can go to, and my brother and I went there once, I think, in 1988. The only one, or yeah, two of four boys and 200 girls, which, you know, when you're about 12, it's getting to the point where it could be interesting. But, yeah, but you're the exotic English person that has no idea what's going on. So that recording we heard was from 1964. That was the Karjalan Kantele group, and that was Heilini Sili, In My Beloved's Arms. And at this point, we're going to listen now to a couple vintage rune singers, since part of what the kantele was used for, oh, it was part for storytelling and folklore telling. And the language part of Finland was sort of assembled here as a southern doctor from Helsinki, Turku, went up into the region to collect a whole bunch of folk tales this way. So that became the Kalevala, which was the 50-rune epic tale that the Hiawatha and a couple other modern poems are based on. So what we're going to do is listen to something from 1937. And this is Valpuri Vohta and her chorus, and the song is called Läksin Rauka Ratama, which translates as English as pitiful as I set off to toil.
Läksin Rauka Ratama, kultani kansa kuokkima. Toisen päivänä kuormana heiniä kokkoisi.
1905 from Soistoma, which is now part of Russia after World War II. That was Ivan Harkonnen, and that was a rune about Lemminkainen, who was one of the three protagonists from the Kalevala. And you can find both that and the song we heard before that, The Pitiful I Set Off to Toil by Valpurivohtaja Ryhmä. And those appear on the Kaleva Heritage album, which focuses on archive recordings of ancient Finnish songs. The 1905 song we heard is the oldest, but it goes to 1967. Which spans into sort of the modern folk revival of Finnish folk that occurred then. We're hearing a little bit of background here from what's called the grandfather of the Kantele, and this is Martti Pokkala with, appropriately enough, a Kalevala melody called the Kalevala Sadelma. Most of the time, Kalevala, when it was performed, it was usually in a 5-4 rhythm where it was like da 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 ya da, something like that. And then when it came to the incantation part, it was 4-4. And that will be it, at least for the Finnish part of things. And so, yeah, right now it is cold in Karelia. Looking at the forecast for Ilomantsi right now, I've been told it's horrific. When the Finns warn you that it's cold, not jokingly telling you it's cold, just actually outright saying you're in trouble. But, yeah, I'll be flying there tomorrow. So next week, do listen in to Exploding Head Movies, since I'll be passing the keys to the engine to Val Cormier. You can find normally on Wednesday nights Folk Oasis, and she will be filling in for me. So got some Canadian music coming up here, but first, while I am out of town this Thursday, why don't you find out a little bit of something about called Super Cassette?
No More Strangers, Beatroot, WinnieCooper.net, and CITR 101.9 FM are proud to present the much-anticipated EP release of Super Cassette, February 18th at the Cobalt. Joining Super Cassette will be The Raccoons, Ono Yoko, and DJ Hunk the Drunk. Showtime is 9 p.m. and tickets are $10 at the door. That's the Super Cassette EP release party, February 18th at the Cobalt, 917 Main Street.
You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. And just want to give a quick tip of the hat to the band called The Suburbs for their Grammy win yesterday. Hopefully everyone gets to hear about them sooner rather than later. And yeah, who is the Arcade and Fire indeed? Nice to show everyone who has a pseudo-pop cultural lead on things. Totally drop the lead there. But if there's any justice for next year, maybe for Grammy wins, maybe how about Destroyer? Demihar's back, and he's continuing on with his soft jazz yacht rock feel that he had in this 2009 single Bay of Pigs. And if you're going to be catching, I think he's going to be on Jimmy Fallon in a couple weeks' time. So featuring some album art from atop Queen Elizabeth Park here when it is sunny and potentially warm in Vancouver, although far warmer than Finland. But this will be from the album Kaput, and this is Destroyer with one of our favorite neighborhoods here, Chinatown. And there's the cover boy for this month's Disc Order magazine, Abbotsford's Teen Days. That was Savior, which you can find off last year's EP, Four More Years, through Arcade Sound. And Teen Days prefers to leave his real name off the project, but he did study at the Mennonite Columbia Bible College in Abbotsford, and some of his students or alumni there know his true identity, since he actually debuted a whole bunch of tracks to them just to get their opinion. And if you missed Teen Days last week at the Biltmore, he'll be back at the Cabaret. He'll be opening up for Braids and Tori Moi. That'll be on March 28th. And he'll also be at the Cobalt with No Gold and Basketball on March 4th. But if you are going to South by Southwest this year, he will be playing Austin one of those fine nights in March. And sadly, I will not be able to make it this year. But give my love out to all those people who go there and those fantastic community radio stations, KVRX and KOOP. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name's Gek. The name of the show is Exploding Head Movies. And let's hop over to Montreal for a bit here before we start going into crazy movie music land. And CFCF is what we'll hear. And that's not the CTV affiliate based out of Montreal, but it's the alias of Paperbag Records' Michael Silver. He came to attention of a Crystal Castles remix contest, but he's been busy on his own music. He also has a Dance, Dance, Dance night in Montreal on Saturdays. And he's done some production work, doing some guest mixes for Twin Sister and a couple other great indie acts. I only see a date in France for him in February, but I'm sure there are some more concerts lined up this way. So from last year's album, Continent, here's CFCF with Summer Long. And there's Michael Leonhart joined there with the Avramina 7. And that was Madhouse Mumbai off last year's Seahorse and the Storytell album, which you can find through the fine Brooklyn label Truth and Soul Records. And Leonhart comes from an extensive music history. He won a Grammy at age 17 as a high school musician. He's been recorded with Steely Dan since 96, Yoko Ono, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and countless others. And that includes, as well, 6 solo albums. But this is the debut with the Avramina 7. Although there's about like 12 people pictured on the cover, and this represents the heavy funk nation of Brooklyn. And oddly enough, with the family ties, my niece, Brooklyn, had a betta fish named Seahorse. And fittingly, thus far for the year of 2011, a Seahorse recently passed away. So rest in peace, little fish. Pixar had a film about a fish, and as awkward segues go, and it comes to Pixar, Randy Newman has been that studio's notable composer since their feature debut. And the Los Angeles songwriter has scored six Pixar productions, including the entire Toy Story trilogy. And one notable pattern amongst Pixar films, as opposed to other animated films, is that the characters never break out in a song like a musical, just like almost any other like Disney or DreamWorks production. This was a conscientious decision by John Lasseter, who was the primary director at the time, to separate Pixar from other animated films. Before we hear Newman's latest Oscar-nominated song, we're going to jump back to 1995, and this is a song that he whipped up in a day, but it's been used as a theme for the entire Toy Story series since then. There's been Robert Goulet covers, there's been a Gypsy Kings translation into Spanish, and a couple other things that way. So, this is Randy Newman with You've Got a Friend in Me.
Just she and I together, like it was me.
Sarah McLachlan covering a Randy Newman composition, When She Loved Me. That's a heartbreaking number from Toy Story 2. And that was nominated for Best Song Oscar in 1999. But as with the story with Newman 15 times before, dating back to 1982, Newman lost. He finally did win his first Oscar for a song from another Pixar film. That would have been 2002's Monster Inc. and If I Didn't Have You. And at that point, to sort of suppress the applause at the time, he's like, I don't want your pity. Nope. Nope. Newman's up for another Oscar this year for Best Song. And he did win something during last night's Grammys. And that was the best score for Toy Story 3. So from Toy Story 3, we're going to listen to We Belong Together. And then we're going to follow up with another Oscar-nominated song.
I'm not the one. Don't you tell me I ain't no fun. Just tell me you love me like I love you. You know you do. When we're together, gray skies clear up, and I cheer up to where I'm less depressed. And sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, find a way. I'm not shy, there's a whole lot I want to say. Of course there is. Talk about friendship and loyalty. Talk about how much you mean to me. And I promise to always be by your side whenever you need me. The day I met you was the luckiest day of my life. Yeah, I bet you feel the same. So don't forget me if the future should take you away, 'cause you'll always be
your midweek Roots Music Fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, two eclectic hours of Roots Music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
Rapunzel adaptation called Tangled. That was Mandy Moore joined by Zachary Levi, and that was I See the Light, and that was written by 8-time Oscar-winning composer songwriter Alan Menken, who's done a whole bunch of the later revival golden classic Disney films like Little Mermaid and Beauty and the Beast. And there's some lyrics there by Glenn Slater. And last week I did play another Oscar nominated song, and that was from Country Strong, which solicited a couple inquiries as to what was going on. And believe it or not, we still have one Oscar-nominated song left to come. That will be for the album we're profiling last, But since we're on a kids theme here, let's stick with the kids film. And this will be the fourth Oscar-nominated score, following what we did with The Social Network, Inception, and The King's Speech. And this one is what John Powell did for How to Train Your Dragon. And Powell studied violin at London's Trinity College of Music before he ventured off into jazz, rock, and soul. He then started working on commercial music, and he helped co-found a company called Thinking Music, which helps provide music for British and French productions. He went to Hollywood, and the first Hollywood film he scored was 1997's awesome John Woo film, Face Off. And then he also did 1998's Ants with a Z for DreamWorks, which is the studio that did release How to Train Your Dragon. There's a wonderful Gaelic influence to the score here, as we'll hear from the first cue of a few. And we're going to start off with This Is Burke. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you. imagined what it would be like to be a wizard, and then I pretended and acted in that way on the day.
Studies show that 9 out of 10 wizards prefer CITR 101.9 FM.
If we were to draw a graph of my process, of my method, something like this, Sir Ian, action, wizard, you shall not pass, cut! Sir Ian.
Thank you.
All right, we started off with This Is Burke, then we heard Dragon Battle, and then after Sir Ian McKellen told us about wizards, we heard The Dragon Book, then Focus Hiccup, and then we closed off with Counter Attack. And that's all from last year's soundtrack to How to Train Your Dragon by the Oscar-nominated composer John Powell. He's also done five other scores for DreamWorks, things like Shrek, Kung Fu Panda. He also did the Bourne film series and a whole bunch of action films. And I believe this is his first nomination. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. And we're going to dive into not only the final Oscar-nominated score for 2010, but we'll also feature one of the final candidates for Best Song. So from 127 Hours, A.R. Rahman reunited with director Danny Boyle after their success in 2009's insanely popular Slumdog Millionaire. That scooted up 8 Oscars at the time, including 2 for the Indian composer for Best Score and Best Song, we all know as Jai Ho. And he managed to parlay that into an international tour, although he had to reschedule his Vancouver date after some staging accidents in Detroit. But from what I could tell, everything went bar none. And 127-hour focuses on the real-life story of Aaron Ralston, the American hiker who is stranded in a Utah park after having his arm trapped by a dislodged boulder, and what he did in order to survive. So we are going to start off with the final Oscar-nominated song, and this features vocals by British singer Dido. Now, if you're expecting to see her at the Oscar ceremony on February 27th, unfortunately, she will not be able to attend, although fortunately, it is because she and her husband are expecting a child. So Florence from Florence and the Machine, or I guess we'll say Florence without the Machine, is scheduled to take her place. So we'll start this off. Well, actually, we'll just do the song by itself, then we'll talk a little bit about the score. So here is A.R. Rahman with Dido from 127 Hours. This is If I Rise. From 127 Hours, there was Dido, joined by A.R. Rahman, and that was If I Rise, and that will be the fourth and final nominated song that we've heard here on Exploding Head Movies for what will be the Oscar Traz ceremony on February 27th. So the other nominated songs are Jennifer Hansen, Tony Martin, Mark Nesler for Country Strong, done by Gwyneth Paltrow. Then there's Randy Newman from Toy Story 3, We Belong Together. From Tangled, there was I See the Light, written by Alan Menken and Glenn Slater. And then If I Rise, there by Rahman, Dido, and Rollo Armstrong, one of her FX bandmates from Faithless, that wonderful mid-90s trance bit there. Stick around, we have 127 Hours, the soundtrack, coming up. But next Tuesday, CITR's time slot will be taken up by a little bit of an important issue.
The 2011 edition of the Homelessness Marathon, broadcasting live from community radio stations across the country this February 23rd, 2011.
We're in a democratic society in Canada and in the States. We're supposed to be so much better than the rest of the world, yet the way we treat our poor may be the worst. The
marathon will be broadcasting live from over 40 community radio stations across Canada.
I speak as a person who was homeless at 16 years old. I speak as a woman at 61 who has in my heart the greatest compassion and love for those who are without a home. So I call upon every person who hears my voice to become committed to creating a home.
If you'd like more information on how you can get involved, please check out ckut.ca/homeless. That's February 23rd, 2011, live from coast to coast and from the streets.
Yes, they'll be broadcast on Tuesday here on CITR Vancouver. This is Exploding Head Movies, and the last soundtrack we're going to profile prior to the Oscars, at least as Oscar-nominated scores go, will be 127 Hours. So this is another collaboration. So Danny Boyle and A.R. Rahman worked together in Slumdog Millionaire, and from that they were able to sort of translate that into non-conventional means for Rahman. Of course, Rahman managed to raise his profile immensely after that win. And at that point, there was even like a Pussycat Dolls cover of Jai Ho done more into English. So what we'll do right now is we'll start off with something called Liberation Begins. A little bit of something for you James Franco fans there. I'm not sure if I think he says something here, but otherwise it's fairly muted guitars as we heard from the piece itself. Thank you. a callback to the first track we heard. We start off with Liberation Begins. Then we have a little bit more of a down-tempo number with R.I.P. And this is just Liberation by itself. All from A.R. Rahman, scored 127 hours. The fifth and final score that is nominated for an Oscar. So stick around on February 27th and you'll see one of these five scores take home the best score. It'll be Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross's The Social Network, Hans Zimmer's Inception, The King's Speech by Alexander Desplat, and as we heard earlier, John Powell and How to Train Your Dragon, and A.R. Rahman for 127 hours. If you catch up on the past few podcasts that are on the CITR website, you can actually hear profiles on all those scores and the songs that were appeared there. So just go to www.citr.ca, look at the schedule, dig up Exploding Head Movies, and subscribe away. If not, you can just use iTunes, look for Exploding Head Movies that way. You'll see my grinning moniker and visage there. And but you can also find a lot of CITR's other fine programming that way through iTunes. So that's about it for Exploding Head Movies here. We got 5 minutes left, so we'll dig up another track off 127 hours to play. Coming up 9 p.m., though, it is The Jazz Show with the birthday boy himself, Gavin Walker. And he'll be guiding into midnight with 3 hours of a fantastic hardcore jazz. Then, coming up at midnight, it is Canada Post Rock with P-Bone. And you'll close your Monday off before a Tuesday 6 a.m.'s Pacific picking. So, as I said earlier, next week, I'm going to be in Finland for my grandmother's funeral. So, Val Cormier has graciously offered to fill in. She can normally find her Wednesday 7 through 9 on the Folk Oasis. So, I'll be back in 2 weeks, post-Oscars, a little bit of a winner's recap there. And then we'll take a little score that probably should have been nominated. I still have to pick out which one, because there's a few that I thought should have qualified. So, since we did start off with Dylan Z from Sigur Rós, why don't we listen to his full band, Sigur Rós? They were on a small hiatus for a while, but based on their appearance on the 127-hour soundtrack, looks like they're picking up steam, so hopefully some new work is coming from them. So for 127 hours, we're going to listen to Festival. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. I'll see you in 2 weeks, and stay warm.
You draw. You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.